Attack on Ram Navami procession, West Bengal governor summons chief secretary after call from Home Minister Amit Shah. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, on March 31, spoke to West Bengal Governor Sirka V. Ananda Bose and took stock of the situation in the state after multiple attacks on Ram Navami procession in Howrah city. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, on March 31, spoke to West Bengal Governor Sirka V. Ananda Bose and took stock of the situation in the state, given the violence that broke out between two groups during a Ram Navami procession in Howrah city. Sources said during the telephonic conversation with the governor, the Home Minister took detailed information about the incident. Amit Shah also brought information about the current situation in the city. After receiving the call from the Home Minister, the West Bengal governor summoned State Chief Secretary H.K. Dwivedi and Home Secretary B.P. Gopalika at Raj Bhavan. The sources said that during his meeting with the two top bureaucrats of the state, Governor Bose sought details of the prevailing situation in Howrah and actions taken by the police to restore normalcy in the troubled areas. The state government was directed to ensure that foolproof arrangements are made to maintain law and order effectively and action taken against miscreants firmly. The chief minister assured that strict and decisive action will be taken to prevent recurrence of such criminal intimidation, a Raj Bhavan statement said. Sources also said that the governor might also visit the troubled areas. As per the latest information, a large contingent of police has already been deployed in the troubled pockets of Howrah district, who are conducting flag marches and frequent patrolling for area domination. Frequent announcements are also being made asking the people to avoid any gathering in the area, cautioning them of legal actions in case of any violation of this count. Sources said the governor also held a confidential discussion with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee while the governor sought a compliance report from the state at the earliest. Locals shared clips of the attack with Organizer Weekly on March 31. In these clips, a large crowd of people wearing skull caps can be seen running towards a residential colony in the Sandhya Bazaar area. They hurled slogans like, Allahu Akbar, and attacked the Hindu families living in the territory. Those who resort to violence under the illusion that they can hoodwink the people will soon realize they are in a fool's paradise. Bengal stands united against the perpetrators of this heinous crime against humanity. Troublemakers and abettors will be made to realize that they cannot play Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in Bengal anymore, the Raj Bhavan statement said. Police should be objective, strong and fair, and should not let down their masters and the peace-loving people. Raj Bhavan will keep its eyes and ears open to ensure protection to the life, property and dignity of the common man, the statement said. The peaceful Ram Navami Shobha Yatra was targeted by an Islamist mob leaving several injured on March 30 and March 31. After Friday prayers, mobsters targeted Hindu residential colonies in the Sandhya Bazaar and Shipur area in Howrah. In a tweet, leader of the opposition and BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari alleged that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee was the architect of the Howrah violence. He, however, said it was great to know that the Raj Bhavan will keep its eyes and ears open. Topics: Ram Navami, Ram Navami procession, West Bengal Governor, Home Minister, Ram Navami celebration, State Chief Secretary H.K. Dwivedi, Home Secretary B.P. Gopalika, Governor C.V. Ananda Bose.